Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Radio friends, this is Wednesday. It's October the 2nd, and we have two guests with us today. Let's start, first of all, with Tamara Oberbeck. Welcome to Radio Friends, Tamara.
Thank you, Paul.
You are here to talk to us about Children's Vision Screening Program and the Children's Eye Health and Safety Month. Well, was that in September, Children's Eye Health and Safety Month?
Yes, it's when school starts. It's a great time to start thinking about having the children's vision checked. The Missouri Lions provide free vision screening for all the children in the state of Missouri. We target children under the age of 5 because, of course, the school nurses do screen the children once they are in school.
So you did that during the month of September?
We do that on a continuous basis.
Oh, so you're even doing it now in October?
We are doing it now in October, and we will do it, 12 months out of the year.
So how do you go about doing this? Do kids come to you or do you go to the kids?
We go right to the children themselves. We go to the daycare centers. We set up the screening. We have great equipment that's very quick and fast and very accurate. And in a matter of seconds, we can screen a child. We go to that school, screen the children, give the result cards to the daycare director, along with any children that are referred because we found problems. And then she passes that on to the parents.
Now, people don't really, I think most folks don't think about screening a 2 or 3 or 4 year old mm-hmm. kid. Mm-hmm. How do you, obviously they're not reading the eye charts, are they?
No, they are not reading the eye charts, and people are really surprised to know that we can screen children as young as 6 months.
How do you do that?
So this is an auto screener that works a little bit like an auto refractor. An auto refractor. If you've gone to the eye doctor recently, they put you in a machine.
Right.
There's a light that scans the eye very quickly and takes a measurement of where that light is hitting on the eye. And that measurement converts into whether you're nearsighted, farsighted, have astigmatism. With this particular instrument, we can do all of that, including if the eyes are working together. So if there's a slight deviation, we'll be able to pick that up. It also measures the pupil size, which is very important in a child. Pupils should both be round and the same size. And in addition to that, it will pick up any opacity in the cornea or the lens.
My goodness.
In a matter of seconds, and we refer that child.
Then why as adults do we have to go through all of that? Look at that little barn over there. What do you see? Yeah. Tell me when you... And then I thought when they were doing that light in your eyes, they were measuring, because I wear contacts, I thought they were measuring my eyes for
There is a different instrument to measure that, as well as some other things.
Well,
in
then
the back
why not
the
do
eyes?
This stuff with the adults?
Well, actually, remember that our program is a screening program. It gives us the very basics. And actually, when you go to the eye doctor, his equipment and his knowledge is much more sophisticated. So you're having a much more complete, comprehensive
exam. So you're
going
to tell people, or the kids, whether they need to go to the eye doctor.
Exactly. We are doing, yes. We screen, and if a red flag comes up, we say you really need to get to an eye doctor and have a complete, comprehensive eye exam to determine whether or not there is a problem.
How often does a red flag come up?
About 1 out of every 5 children.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At that young of age?
Sometimes at that young of age, yes. We can pick up many, many different problems that young.
This has been enlightening. I had no idea.
Yeah.
So if people want more information about this, what should they do?
They can go to our website at www.mlerf.org. And we also have a calendar of events there. So if you have a child that is not in a daycare center and you're at home with that child, you can take them. Usually it's the parents as teachers events.
Okay.
And those are coming up August 2nd. And I think, I'm sorry, October 2nd and October 25th.
Okay, so that's today.
That would be today. At Parents as Teachers, you could Google.
Okay.
Or just go to our website.
Tamara, thank you so much for coming
by.
It's a pleasure meeting you. I just learned a whole lot of stuff from you.
Thank you.
Pleasure having you here. Now I turn to an old friend, Kristen Fritchie.
Yes, nice
Welcome
to see you.
Welcome back to Radio
thank
Friends,
you.
Kristen.
Thank you.
Children's Miracle Network, and you're talking about And you're from University Hospital.
Correct.
Talking about the Miracle Marathon. What
is that? Miracle Marathon. This is a virtual fundraiser.
A
virtual fundraiser. So, yes. So, basically, you would do all fundraising online through social media and through a website. But it is basically a, let's call it a marathon, but it's a walk where you are encouraged to pledge your time to either walk, run, swim, kayak, any type of forward motion.
Now wait a minute. Is this a virtual walk too? Or
no,
virtual?
No. Actually, you will be doing the exercise.
Okay. Yes. So you're having the virtual fundraiser, but you have to do physical activities.
Correct.
Of this virtual fundraiser.
Correct. It's for Children's Miracle Network, which all the funds stay local here to MU Children's Hospital. But you're doing both. You're fundraising virtually online, but you're pledging to walk, run, swim, whatever forward motion for a mile a day. For 26 days.
Oh, well, that's pretty easy.
Yes. Yes, because most people will walk 2,200 steps in a day's time, and that's a mile. So, I mean, you could do that through campus.
Oh, but wait a minute. That's kind of cheating, though, isn't
it? No.
No, don't you have to set that time aside and say, I'm going to walk a mile?
You could do that. But see, this is one of the reasons that you can participate with this was because it's flexible. You can do it on your own time. You could do it with your kids. You could get a group of people.
So if a lady watching right now and she's a mom and she's vacuuming.
Yes. So
you count the steps of you're pushing that vacuum back and forth and that counts?
If she's wearing a pedometer on her waist and she got 2,200 steps, that would equal 1 mile.
And then people make a pledge for you to do a mile?
Yes. You could go to the website. It's miraclemarathon.org and you can basically register with a team or as an individual and then people can donate to you. To support you for this venture of the marathon for the 26 days.
The virtual
days.
Marathon.
Correct.
But the virtual marathon is going on all the time?
Well, it's actually October 1st through 26th.
So it started yesterday.
Correct.
And it goes through the 26th.
It goes through the 26th. And then on the 27th, we're going to get together out at Limon Industrial Boulevard and have an event to do the last 1.2 miles together for the children of MU Children's Hospital.
So then everybody has to walk that together.
They don't have to. We would love for anyone to come out on the 27th at 1:27 p.m.
That's nice. The 27th on 1:27.
That's right. Well, and the registration fee is $27.20. So it's kind of a play on the marathon number.
We're out of time, but where do they go to? What's the web address?
MiracleMarathon.org.
www.
Correct.
.miraclemarathon.org if you would like to take part of this virtual marathon, which
Correct.
Is really, besides the virtual marathon, you do have to do some walking.
That's right.
It's all trying to raise money.
That's right.
And it goes to the Children's Hospital.
Yes.
Kristen, thank you so much for
thank
coming
you very
by.
Much.
Pleasure having
nice
you here.
Nice to see you.
Tomorrow, Butterfield Youth Services, our topic. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Sifon Al-Young. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.